Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's Friday, you bastards.
Are you feeling down? Uncomfortable?
I'm sure Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable today.
Did you trust your BFF to pimp teens for you, only for him to strike a deal and flip on you? Are you feeling extra pressure at work? Then has Matt Gaetz got the app for you? Seeking Arraignments is the new meetup where soon-to-be-indicted congressmen can meet underage girls looking for lucrative relationships with old lying men who won't be around for long because they're going to jail. So, if you used an unhinged con man as a wingman, showed nude pics of your teenage gal pals to your co-workers, failed to get a pardon from your cult leader, tried to drag white nationalist talk show hosts into your web of lies.
You and I went to dinner about 2 years ago. Your wife was there and I brought a friend of mine. You'll remember her.
Only to have it backfire.
I don't remember the woman you're speaking of or the context at all, honestly.
Badly.
That was one of the weirdest interviews I've ever conducted.
Then log on to Seeking Arraignments to find teenage women who will show you the empathy you need because you pay them to. However, and we cannot stress this enough, if you pay your new teen gal pals using Venmo, remember to change your settings to private. Because only inbred idiots pay their teen sugar babies on Venmo and leave their feeds public. Moron. So, if you are an inveterate reprobate in need of escape from the self-inflicted scandals you brought on your own damn self, take it from Matt Pizza Gaetz. Seeking Arraignments. The perfect getaway before you're sent away.
He's at the gates of hell. Gaetz is, yes. So he's going to go down in a pedophilic blaze of glory. That is where Matt Gaetz stands today, right at the gates of hell. I mean, Rudy was raided by the FBI this week. You know, this was a fun week. Yes, we have more important things to do, but everybody's stopping. Enjoy. Enjoy. This is the most enjoyable thing since the Nixon resignation, don't you think? I mean, just enjoy, you know? Hopefully this is just a warm-up act for, you know, Donald Trump. Hopefully this is just getting us in the mood to frog march a past president. You know what I'm saying? This is really good. Enjoy. So what is this story about? All right. So Joel Greenberg, who we played for you so you could get to know him. Joel Greenberg was the former tax collector. Swear to God, this is like the entry way into Florida politics. Okay, so he became a local elected official. Tax collector is what he did in Seminole County. Okay, that's up north. And Joel apparently got himself into 33 different criminal situations and was charged with 33 criminal counts. And understood that he was in trouble and decided that if he flipped on his best buddy, on his wingman, on his, you know, friend, sex friend, I mean, what do you, friend with benefits? I don't even know what the word is. Okay, that if he flipped on Matt Gaetz, who was a congressman, a U.S. congressman, that would be his, and he actually said, golden ticket. Now, It could refer to something, you know, that I don't even understand. But anyway, okay, so Joel Greenberg reached out to Roger Stone. Roger Stone, who apparently needed a commutation of his sentence. Remember, Roger Stone was convicted in about 7 seconds by a jury. He actually went to trial by a jury. And he was guilty of 7 felonies. So now Roger Stone is literally selling pardons for a living. And so this is information that, you know, Matt Gaetz's wingman, Joel Greenberg, the tax collector from Seminole County, who has been indicted for 33 felonies, actually reaches out to Roger Stone, hearing that Roger Stone is selling pardons. Can you believe this? I mean, these are the most, that's what I'm saying. Enjoy this. Enjoy. Roger Stone says to Joel, listen, this is what I need you to do. I need you to write a confession in glorious detail. And Joel Greenberg actually starts to write down all the crimes that him and Matt Gaetz were involved in together. And at one point, he's written so many pages, I think he's written 11 or 12 pages worth of crap. And some of it was handwritten. Then he did two drafts that were typewritten. Okay, swear to God. And he actually reaches out to Roger Stone and he says to Roger Stone, should I shorten it? Should I make it shorter? And Roger Stone says, oh, no, 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 spare no detail. Spare no detail. Put it all in writing. Put it all down in writing. Because you understand Roger Stone is going to blackmail people, okay? And so, and Joel is so stupid that he actually does this. He writes this freaking confession. And he fingers, Matt Gaetz as part of this plot to get a pardon from Donald Trump through Roger Stone. And what he says in the confession is that he has firsthand knowledge of Matt Gaetz having sex with an underage girl because he also had sex with this underage girl, and that he was pimping girls to Matt Gaetz, making the payments for Matt Gaetz on Venmo. There were and produced the evidence, okay, of the Venmo transactions, and also a Cash App also. And so there were about 40 different girls that they were paying to have sex with, and apparently one of them was only 17 years old, and both of these men had had sex with her. And Joel Greenberg puts this in writing, gives it to Roger Stone, and says to Roger Stone that he'll give him $250,000. First, he offers $250,000 in Bitcoin. Oh, my God. And then Roger Stone responds to him later on January 13th and says, I think today is the day. Get ready to transfer $250,000 to me. And Joel Greenberg says, and I'll give you an extra $50,000 if you can get the pardon today. Today, January 13th, because Trump is leaving on January 20th. And I mean, this is just like, this is just a study in lunacy and in lawbreaking and in criminal people all around Donald Trump. I mean, there's a 10-page article in the Daily Beast about this confession letter. And it's really disgusting, okay? It's really, really detailed. And the Daily Beast has seen the confession, plural, letters. They've seen the handwritten one, had it authenticated by a handwriting expert. They've seen the typewritten, the two typewritten versions. They've seen the text messages between Roger Stone and Joel Greenberg, because while they were using Signal, and Roger Stone thought that these messages were going to disappear, you know, after a little while they just evaporate. Apparently, Joel Greenberg was no idiot about how to blackmail somebody or get your money's worth when you're paying someone to do criminal things for you, like purchasing pardons from Roger Stone. So he took screenshots of the Signal text messages, and Roger Stone thinks the text messages don't exist anymore. And so he is literally giving, information to the FBI saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I never, had anything to do with this. I didn't. These are the people that were in charge of our government, okay? This is Donald Trump and Donald Trump's friends. This is Donald Trump and Donald Trump's GOP. Okay, we have a grand old pedophile party, and it's just, where is QAnon now? Sex with a minor over here, and then over there we have Donald Trump inspecting girls at the Miss Teen USA pageant. You know, Roger Stone is out there. God only knows what he does, but selling pardons. What kind of a country? What?